them both.
He was like,
oh, I hate, you see,
I hate them both.
How much is the, how much is of language is actually
exactly
because I mean the English
and not Latin part.
Because yeah. it's really a conglomerate of every. Almost like
every other language.
Yeah, because there are words in English that literally derive from other languages, such as pizza, mm-hmm. and you know, and we just adopt them into the English language, which is probably why the English language is the hardest language to learn.
Because mm-hmm. I mean, you have the English that were conquered by the Norse.
History lesson for you.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for it. Yeah. They were. You got the Norse that were at one point the kings, the Danelaw of England. Then you have William the Bastard that came from Normandy, who was not even French. He was Norman, which is a completely different thing. But he brought Norman and French to the English court. So then you have the Anglo-Saxons. And, you know, ironically, Anglo-Saxons are not actually English. They're from mainland Europe. They were the Angles and the Saxons that were where Germania is right, or Germany is right now. So, ironically enough,
history.
Yeah, English is a
that's a conglomerate of everybody. Yeah. Exactly.
It's a hot dog.
Oh, man. most beautiful word in the English language.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oops.
So y'all remember about 3 seconds ago when I said that you gotta be able to communicate in words that other people understand. This may be the stupid in me talking, but I don't even know what anti-disestablishmentarianism means. Like, is that just another supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Like, what does that mean? Somebody help me, please. Like,
write it in the comments because I don't know either.
You know what? I would say the most beautiful word.
While they think on that, gentlemen, if you're listening to this podcast, this would be a great time to take some gentleman notes. If you were to be smart like P-Beat is, you would ask the girl you're dating, what is the most beautiful word in the English language? And then they ask you what yours is. I shouldn't have to tell you. Watch some points rack up, bro. Watch some points rack up. Say their name. Say their name.
Free game out here. Free game out here. We giving it.
Hey, you know free. What? We are all encompassing on this show. We give you dating tips. We give you game tips. Hey, we got you covered from A to double Z. I'm going to say the most beautiful word would be winter. Because I daggone sure don't know. Like, I don't know. Winter?
I told you my two.
We're not going to even act like you said nothing. We're just going to keep on going. I don't know.
It's like it questions your the knowledge of words that you know.
Exactly. Like, and the thing is, I have a very vast collection of words in my brain. I just don't have any that I would think would be beautiful.
The most beautiful word in the English language is beautiful.
I was going to say that. I was like, that's too ironic. That's like,
that is that's funny. Just too, like, that is funny. I was that like, is beautiful? Funny. That is funny. That's funny.
I mean.
That's funny.
But seriously, beautiful is English.
exactly an English word. Exactly.
It's crazy. You know what? It's crazy out here.
But I mean, I guess that comes down to perspective, because you can always say, you know, there. I guess it just depends on the person and the way that they're expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. So how do you, like, tie that into your life? Like, how do you? Because the thing is, if P-Bit says the most beautiful, you know, word is beautiful, Lady D says anti-disestablishmentarianism. And I said winter. How do we, like, it's almost like, what are you doing with your life? Like, what, why are you living? Like, you can't figure out what, you know what? I think P-Bid won this one. So it's like, what are you doing with your life? Where is your life really going when you can't figure out what the, you know, what it is you're trying to do.
Like, what do you really want out of life? Exactly. If your beautiful word is anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Or winter.
Or beautiful.
Or beautiful. You know what? I know what I want out of life. I want to be able to figure out what the most beautiful word in the English language is.
And hope it's not beautiful.
And hope it's, exactly. But you know what? In all seriousness, I want to be able to leave a true legacy. Like, that's literally all, like, literally all I want. And I want to be able to be happy while doing it. Yeah. Because I know that this life has a expiration date on it. But after that date, hopefully, I will have, you know, a lineage to carry on my name in one way or another. I don't want that, you know, memory or that namesake to be lost in or buried with me. I want it to be something that when I'm gone, there are more words on my tombstone than my name, my birth date, and my death date. And I want my obituary to include more than just sunrise was this date, sunset was this date, she leaves to cherish her memories, this person, this person, this person, who's married to this person. Mm-hmm. Like, all that's fantastic. And I'm not, you know, knocking anybody whose obituary looks like that. What I'm saying is, for me, I want mine to look differently. Differently. See? English language.
Grammar.
I want to be able to give my children, you know, the freedom to choose. Give them the opportunity to have a choice, like give them a, I don't know, just give them a few, like give them a future, like set them up for a future where they don't have to worry about affording things. Like, not saying that it would be given to them, of course they're going to earn it, but knowing that it's there so that they can earn it, if that makes sense. Like having the road not necessarily be paved, but it's not a dirt road. Like give it, like letting them know that you still have to work for the things that you want, but allowing them the opportunity to explore. Because, you know, sometimes when you don't have the financial means, your path is pretty much chosen for you. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have, you're not financially stable enough or financially equipped enough to be able to make those decisions. So that path is laid for you.
Absolutely.
But given, if I am able to give my children the opportunity to have other choices, I feel like that would allow me to say I fulfilled my life in one way or another.
Sounds like a trust fund to me.
You know, or a nonprofit. You know.
You got any suggestions?
You know, I have a few. Yeah, I got a few, maybe. Possibly. I'll link them in the description. Let's do it. What about y'all? What do you want most out of life?
Peace on the inside. There's too many days that go by where it's just like my brain just won't shut off, you know? And I'm just like, okay, I can't go to sleep now, mm-hmm. brain, because you want to be like, oh, aren't you anxious? Mm-hmm. About what? Just cause. Just cause, you know? Like, no, brain. I want to go to sleep. I don't want to be anxious about nothing, okay? But, you know, and, like, I just want to find peace. Of course, just like Jazz said, I too, would like to leave a legacy. I wish I had her drive. And one day I will have it.
I wish I had her drive too.
But yes, my biggest thing is I just want peace, because I don't like when there's chaos around me, because it's just, it drives me crazy. I know that's just, you know, a conundrum, but, I just want to be peace mm-hmm. inside, because I feel like, of course, you can make sound decisions mm-hmm. and you don't have to have everything when you're at peace with yourself. A lot of people think, you know, money is going to solve everything. It money will. Is going to...
So two Libras then.
Exactly. She don't understand who she's talking to.
Okay. Okay. I said paper.
So we some know people
paper.
Now.
So we think, know people now. Some people think money is going to solve everything. Money is going to, you know, money is helpful. I'm not knocking that, because I love money. I need it. I need some more of it.
Agreed.
You know, but at the end of the day, I want to be at peace with myself.
Agreed.
You know, money's not going to bring me peace.
Agreed. I mean, you could buy it, but you know.
Money can buy you a lot of things, but it cannot buy you peace of mind.
That's true. I mean, you could pay somebody to give you peace of mind, though.
I mean, no. Because you live your own life. But, you know, just because I see so many celebrities out here, unfortunately, committing suicide. I'm like, you have all this money. And you're still depressed. You're still unhappy.
Long live Robin Williams.
You're still just, you know, I'm like hurting inside. Like, mm-hmm. So it's just like, that's proof right there that money literally cannot bring you happiness or peace.
You have to find it within yourself.
You know, so that is what I want out of life. I want peace. So what about you? P-Bid.
I think that P-Bid wants to, you know, find his peace within himself also. But I also think that money will buy me and P-Bid happiness. I think that because we are both of similar astrological signs and you are the outsider.
That means nothing.
We have to...
I'm an outsider now.
We have to... We have to find in ourselves that the Benjamins bring us the best bang for our buck.
I'm not saying I don't want them. I'm just saying I'd rather have peace.
I mean, yeah, you know, that's cool too.
There's I don't know if you all have seen the movie called Queen and Slim.
Yeah.
It is. It's been about maybe a couple of years now since.
Jesus, it has.
It's been a couple of years since it's been out. It's amazing how time flies.
Man, it has been a couple of years. That was a really good movie.
It was. It's an awesome movie.
It was a really good movie.
And there was a quote.
You didn't see it.
Yes.
I did not.
Alrighty. So, Lady D is further pushed on the outside because she has not seen Queen and Slim. It's okay. We still love you.
Okay, I've lost a lot of things.
We're going to do a bestie day and watch it.
It's a really good movie. Like, for like most of the movie, they didn't say a word. Like, if you think about it, for most of the movie, they didn't say anything. and you didn't find out what their names were.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't want to. I'm not gonna finish that statement. But you, it's
a really good movie.
It's a really good movie.
It's
yeah,
phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I was like, that's when I first saw it, I said, I ain't gonna watch that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I just was coming, but I'm happy I did. And this has become like my all time favorite quotes. That I just it spoke to me, and I was like, I spent like maybe 2 weeks trying to figure out where can I find that quote somewhere. But this is a quote from the movie. I'm going to embellish on some of the pronouns in here because it, you know, you can do it too because it depends on how you reflect on your life. But it says, I want a person to show me myself. I want them to love me so deeply, I'm not afraid to show them how ugly I can be. I want them to show me scars I never knew I had, but I don't want them to make them go away. I want them to hold my hand while I nurse them myself, and I want them to cherish the bruises they leave behind. For me, it was a really strong quote because it's, you know, you, I feel like, and this is where I feel like I've been guilty of it myself, where I feel like sometimes when you're a good partner or a good person, sometimes I feel like we as people can love someone so much that sometimes we don't let that person heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us trying to, you know, just instead of just being, because just sometimes it's just being there is enough.
Yeah.
Holding their hand, yep, is just enough. But if you never let that person clean and medicate them, not medicate.
Nurse themselves, nurse their wounds. Thank you. Yeah, I got you, boo. I got you.
But if you don't let that person nurse their wounds, then, you know, I feel like, one, you're kind of doing them that disservice in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to, one, always be somebody that's nursing their wounds, and they'll never be strong. But I just really like that quote because, you know, it's all-encompassing.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to who we are, because regardless of where you are in life, you're going to come with some bruises.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some scars.
Mm-hmm.
And growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something for someone to be like, I know your life was rough. I know you've been through some bad relationships. I know you've been hurt. But I don't let that determine how I feel about you, but I cherish you. What's that? It's a saying from the church. Crap's gonna come to me. But essentially, you cherish that they've had a journey,
mm-hmm,
and that from that journey, this is the person that you have come to love and appreciate so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because those journeys, those scars, and those bruises defined them who they are as a person, and ultimately led them to,
mm-hmm,
Who you love so much today. But yeah, just that's just the kind of thing I want. So essentially, y'all, in case y'all don't, all jokes of the hoishness aside, I know y'all gonna say, like, no, this mofo ain't talking about his relationship. If you could be anything in the world, what you wanna be? A hoe. But I would.
That's good. That's, yeah, good. That's really good. I like
it's deep,
that,
man.
That is, yeah, deep, man. That's really deep. And you know what? I don't ever like to, you know, really get too personal. Because, you know, I like to keep myself separate from emotions because I don't like them. But, and when I heard that quote, it actually makes me think about Soul Brother and his... big old water jug head. The reason being is because I know that I am not the world's most, you know, how would you say it? The world's most
cooperative?
A nicer word. But yes.
A nicer word.
I don't give in easily, and
stubborn,
shut up. to have somebody that, because I know I'm very frustrating, I 100% know that, and I'm really, really trying not to be. And to have somebody that is patient in their frustrations, if that makes sense, like patient in their frustrations and like with me as a person and me trying to, you know, because I move really, really slow in that aspect. And I'm appreciative of the fact that he allows me to do that.
Hello, good people. It's Sober to Love. Yep, I took that mic again. I told her to pay attention. She's not looking. I take it and I run. Remember, you can catch us every Saturday at 12:30. Every Saturday at 12:30, we will be there with the Blue Moon Vibes podcast. Oh, yeah. We'll leave you with this for the day. It is always darkest just before the dawn. It is always darkest just before the dawn. So keep your head up and keep it moving. The sun shall shine tomorrow. Until next time, good people, take care. Have a great day. Peace.